This recording is made up of 5 separate communications by Maurice Chevalier through independent direct voice medium Leslie Flint. The first communication was given on the 13th of April 1975, soon after his passing. The last was in November of 1984. It shows how confused he was after his passing and the progression and experiences he's had since his passing and his improvement and advancement.
It will be very nice.
You are very welcome.
She's very strong. She's very peculiar. This is very odd.
Hello.
Hello.
I do not understand this.
Do you know anyone here?
Probably been bought by love and affection for people who remember
you.
You
don't think I know anyone in the prison?
No.
The priest,
is it possible to tell us who you are?
My songs.
Every little priest.
Louis.
Is that Maurice Chevalier? Did we know you as Maurice Chevalier?
I'm here.
Yes?
I don't know. I should get here. But I'm here. I'm alright.
We are all very pleased to hear that. And you are very welcome.
Maurice
Chevalier. And how did you find
the most studios?
Yes.
Long time.
Yes.
Long time. I'm alive.
You are.
I'm not dead. I'm alive.
Good.
And I don't understand how I get here. Very complicated.
Is it?
You know, there are people here who are of show business. Maybe that's why.
I've met Maurice Chevalier.
Have you?
Yes, in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you remember me or not. We're at the Sahara.
Did we know him? He was crazy with his father in that town.
Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you speak about Las Vegas?
Yes.
I don't hear.
You don't hear?
You don't hear?
Hold on.
Mickey, is that
he pushed his way in that bloke.
Is that who we think it is?
He says it's Maurice.
Yes.
Maurice. He's an actor, he was. I told you this right now. He has something to do with this place, I think.
Mm. He's only been passed over about a week.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh.
sentence was recorded on the 12th of October, 1975, medium Leslie Flint.
I don't know if you hear.
We can hear you.
We can hear you very well. Mm-hmm.
I'm very pleased.
We're very pleased to hear you.
Who else is with you?
Is it my girl? You see. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, hello, yeah.
There are many people, you know. Mm-hmm. You're here tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is that you hear me, but it is a very long time, you know, since I was able to go and speak to you. I remember it was some years back, just after I died, you know.
Yes.
I speak to you. Do you remember me?
Oh, yes. Maurice? Is this Maurice?
How is your brother in law?
Oh, he's fine.
Because, you know, I knew him very well.
I know.
We make the films, you know,
yes,
in the same studio.
Yes, yes.
The name is a few years ago.
All right, he's going to make another picture.
There are many sources. Yes. Monsieur Théron Parol.
Yes.
Remember him?
Of course.
There's a whole crowd of people that remember, you know, from the Odez and the studios.
Yes.
We are all here, you know.
Oh,
we are very fascinated, you know, with the... These things, you know, what you speak through, huh?
Right.
We would like to be able to manage to speak but it will come, no doubt, if we have the opportunity to manifest. You know.
Oh,
well, Madame Hope, how are you?
I am just fine and delighted to speak
remember,
to you.
I remember very well.
Yes. About 4 years ago, about 2 weeks after you passed away.
I know, I was very confused, you know.
Yes, you were confused.
I did not realize that I had passed, what you say? I did not, I was so confused, you know.
I did not
realize I was dead.
Yes.
No, I'm very happy to be dead.
that's nice to know.
You know, it is so wonderful, you know, it is confused. Great joy, you know. Mm-hmm. There is no need to feel that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is magnific, you know, to be here,
yes,
full of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No egg, no pan, you know.
I understand.
Ah, it is very good. I'm very happy. I have for you this surprise. Just a moment, please.
How
do I?
Hello.
Welcome.
Who are you asking for?
Hello.
Hello. Who is it? Speak again.
Hello.
How do you suppose?
Hello.
How do you do?
Very happy to meet you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Be it.
Sing it. Is it you? Sing it. Chanson.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it. Yeah. Wait. So far. Chanson.
You're very welcome.
Is it for you, Maria?
Je suis heureux aussi. Comment ça va?
Vous avez vu?
Et le Pierre.
Oui.
Yes, she did.
Madame.
Chanson.
This seance was recorded on April 3rd, 1975, medium Leslie Smith.
This recording was made on the 14th of October, 1982, medium Leslie Flint.
It is sometimes
very difficult, you know.
Yes.
For some people to manage to be able to come and to manage to speak, for them it is very complex. But some do much better than others, some never be able to do it properly at all. You know, when I first come and try and talk with you,
yes,
it was, how long now, I forget, but I find great difficulty. I was so bewildered, I did not know where I was, and I thought, what is all this, you know? And then gradually I began to understand. You know, sometimes I did not even know, some people don't even know when they are dead, They are clinging to the earth, you know,
And
they cannot believe that they have left it. And they think they are, how you say, in like a dream,
Yes.
And they think they are going to wake up, and they will be back on earth again, I was like that. I think it is partly due to various things, you know. I did not know nothing about speech, listen, or communication, or anything like that, And when it happened, I thought, no, this is not possible. Then people come and say, don't worry, you leave behind the material things, We look after you, you will be all right. Gradually, I began to understand, But some people find very great difficulty in this disassociation with material things, But I'm all right now, I have no cause for complaint, Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
I first come and talk, you know, when I was in America.
Yes.
When the medium was in the Beverly Hills,
yes.
I'd only been gone a few weeks, and I go there, because I don't know how I get there, but there were people there who worked for Paramount,
yes.
And I know two people there, and I speak, and I was bewildered, but that is all in the past. You live, you know my friend, one of my friends, Hermione.
Sorry?
You, Missy.
Yes.
You know a friend of mine,
Who?
You have very much on your step at the door, Hermione.
Yes, that's true.
I was in the movie.
Yes, I know who you are. Yes.
With her.
Yes.
It is quite a time ago.
Oh, yes.
But I get good at this. I will become a very good communicator. I'd like for me to be able to sing for you, but now, not for the moment. But one day I'll come and sing.
Yes, we would appreciate that.
Luis. You know it. Luis.
Luis?
The song, Luis.
Yes, of course.
Madame, she knows.
Yes.
Why did you sing it for us?
A woman would know.
You know very well. It's one of your favorite songs.
It was Maurice Chevalier's song, too, wasn't it?
It is Maurice Chevalier.
It is a long time ago.
Oh, not that long.
Perhaps for you.
Are you still singing?
Still very well remembered.
No, I still, sometimes I sing, sometimes with other friends, I go to Lord's Feast, and we help people who are not very happy, they live in darkness. Sometimes we help them, sometimes I can sing, and they recognize me, some of them, of course, they throw my pictures, and heard me on this stage,
Yes.
But all that seems remote, Mr. Gates is here with me today.
Oh, how marvelous.
She was a great soul.
Yes,
a difficult lady, which you admit now, but she would not say then, But we have good friends, good happiness, together.
Well, it's nice
I will
to
come
be
again sometime.
Thank
I am
you.
Very interested in everything that happened. I would like you to know, I take great interest in everything. Anyway, I must go. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. God bless.
This recording was made on the 19th of November, 1984, medium Leslie Flint.
It is not always possible, you know, for everyone. Sometimes some people manage, other times no, not possible. Or
yes.
Even if it is possible, they do not always push, how you say, forward, you know, they stand in the background, perhaps they think sometimes there are people present who are in greater need, and they know that their loved ones on your side are aware, and they have been able in the past, you know, to make a contact, so sometimes they deliberately hold back to make way for someone else, but you know, if it were possible for everyone to manifest if the power permits, you would be here for days.
Sure.
You know, crowds of people are come. Some of them you don't know, perhaps. Sometimes you think, why does this person or that person come? No connection, no relation, what have you? And you think, you know, if it had not been for that person taking time, I might have had a message from my husband or my wife, you know. But we try to do what we can as best we can under the circumstances. But you know, if anyone wants to ask for questions, if it is possible, I or perhaps some other soul may be able to answer it. I'm here to help, you know.
Yes,
so I don't know if you want to ask me anything.
Is that Maurice?
Oui.
Bless you, Maurice, yes.
No.
Maurice, may I ask a question if there is the power?
Pardon?
If the power still, is there enough power, may I ask a question, please?
I would be very disappointed if you did not ask me something.
Thank you. I want to thank you for your past help and your current help. We've been discussing the concept of time in the physical world and the spirit world. Is there any way of clarifying the difference?
Well, I think that is almost an impossibility to answer the question in a way which would be satisfactory, because we are outside of time,
yes,
as you understand time.
Yes, I understand.
We are not subject to the rising of the sun in the morning or the sinking of the sun at night anymore than the clock. It is not for us. In one part of your world the sun is shining, another it is dark. Time is an illusion.
Yes.
You see, you are spinning in space. So are we.
Yes.
In our world. This may sound very strange to you.
No.
But all around your world there are thousands of heavens of different vibration, different aspects. You know, a lot of people don't understand. They think of the spirit world perhaps as one world. It is not one world. It is many, many, many worlds. And there are many of these worlds in your atmosphere, far removed from your lives. We are also subject to what is perhaps we might say a form of time.
Yes.
But not as you understand it.
No.
And when we come down to you, our complete communication is really of a mental process.
Yes.
We are aware of your thoughts more often than you realize, perhaps. Sometimes we can tune in quietly,
yes,
and receive your inspiration or your thoughts, whatever they may be, and we can transmit to some extent when we are more on your vibration, and then we become more, how you say, settled into your atmosphere.
Yes.
But all the time, all life is movement, all life is constant vibration, and change is taking place. It is also subtle that you don't even know hardly of it. But actually it is true. What you think is a reality or a solidity is only so because you are in harmony and vibration with it.
Yes.
You sit on a chair and it supports you, but only because you are vibrating in harmony with it. But when you die, as you call it, the physical body continues temporarily to have some aspect of semblance and material, but that gets gradually disintegrates and is lost. But the spirit, the real you, the moment you leave that physical aspect of self, the physical body, the shell, that is only the house in which you are stationed for a short space of time. But when you are ceasing to physically, as you understand it, exist, and consciousness has been affected, and you're no longer utilizing the physical body and the brain, then you are not tuning in any longer with that mechanism of the body. You are then free temporarily, and you cling as it were, perhaps for a short space of what you call time, to material thoughts and ideas, and you are not necessarily very different immediately after. But once you are released completely and you enter into what you call space, away from the material aspect of things and the old remembrance of things past, then you enter into a new environment on a much higher level, and you are in the outer worlds, entering into a sphere or a state of being to which you are best adjusted. You see, everything is natural law. Everything that happens is in order. It is in keeping. It is in harmony. I come to you from a sphere of activity, to some extent removed, obviously, from your world. But it does not mean to say, because I am removed from your world, that I cannot re-enter into it, if only for a short space of time. You know, I have deliberately, on several occasions, tried to experiment, not only here, of course, but elsewhere.
Yes.
You know, when I was very shortly after I died,
yes,
I was a little bewildered about everything, and I wandered at the Champs-Élysées, and I was bumping into people, and they didn't know. And I shout loud, as I think, "No one here." And I get very frustrated, and I sit at the cafe, and then a woman and a man come and sit down very near my table, and I look at them, and I'm curious, and they don't seem to know I am there. They have some cafe, and they lift the cups to their lips, you know.
Yes.
And I think, oh, I would like for myself to have some. But it was not possible. No one hear my voice. I speak, I think, and no one take notice. And then I get very cross, and I kick the tables. And then I go to the tables where the man and the woman sit. And I think, now, what can I do? I try, I shout, I kick the chair, I kick the man on his leg. He don't take no notice. I get very cross, and I think, what is all this? I know that I'm dead. That is what I tell. I understand I am dead, but I don't know why these people don't know I'm dead. I want them to know I'm alive, though I'm dead, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I do many stupid things. I was up and down in what you call the elevator.
Yes.
I got fed up with it. Up and down, down and up, up and down. People's come and stand right in front of me, back of me, and I breathe, as I think, on their necks. And they don't take no notice. So one woman says, "Oh, what a cold breeze strikes me." And it was me. Huh?
Yes,
but you know, it is all to do with vibration.
Yes, I understand.
We all live on a different vibration according to our individual self, but I come down, but I know by the thoughts. You see, thoughts are real.
Yes.
If you think of us, send out your thought to us. Time and space mean nothing. We can receive your impression of your thought, and we can be with you, not in a physical way, no, but in a mental, yes, and a spiritual sense. Whenever you are in troubles, if ever you are in need, if you send out your love and your thoughts to us, we can be with you. But time is nothing. That is a big illusion, you know.
Yes, thank you.
Time is nothing. Anyway, time is up.
Thank you. I hope someday you'll sing for us.
I have to go.
I hope someday you'll sing for us.
Give for your blessing and love, and I say au revoir, goodbye, arrivederci. Well, you know, Peter's name.
God bless you.
Universal love.
Thank you.
prevails. It doesn't matter what nationality, what religion you may have had. Over here, you just get to know and realize that you are all part of the same life. You're all part of the same creation. You are all bound together by love, which overcomes all the obstacles. Anyway, I have to go. And I like